Good morning. The time is 11:33. I am Razor.
And I'm Jude, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summersound 2025.
The Columbia River Gorge had experienced power outages due to raging fires that led to evacuations. According to Oregon Live, the blaze grew to 25 acres and led to evacuations warnings for people in the campsite nearby, Wyeth Campground, so the firefighters can put out the blaze. EMS and Cascade Fire responded to the flame at around 5:30 p.m. and concluded their duty roughly around 10 p.m. after 8 engines, 2 hand crews, 2 water tenders, and multiple aircrafts came and assisted. We have Jacob Patterson with a live report at PDX Airport.
Good morning. I'm live at Portland International Airport, PDX, this morning, standing just outside of the arrival areas for gates B, C, D, and E. We're expecting some family coming in for this weekend, but there's a small change happening here at the Portland Airport that is making a big difference for some travelers. As we've reported today on Summer Sound, passengers no longer have to remove their shoes to go through the security process in TSA at PDX Airport. And for some travelers, this is the first time they've not had to remove their footwear while traveling since just after September 11th, 2001. It's making a little bit of a difference for travelers as they're able to get through the security checkpoints and to their destinations and flights a little bit faster. It does save a few minutes, and things are running pretty smoothly as we're checking out the PDX Airport this morning, which has been recently remodeled and is a gorgeous airport, recently voted one of the best airports in the nation by Washington Post magazine. I'm Jacob Patterson, reporting for Summer Sound 2025 on AM 1450 KBPS.
If you've recently shopped at Costco, you might want to take a look at the things you've purchased. According to Coin, Costco has recalled a few products, including Ankler power banks, Danby and Midia air conditioners, Bridgestone and Michelin tires, and Bowflex dumbbells. If you've bought any of these products, stop using them. Problems with these items could have significant damages.
The snack company Mondelez is recalling a lot of their crackers for a dangerous misprint. Ritz peanut butter crackers are sold nationwide, so this recall is going to be global due to the notices by the U.S. FDA. According to Oregon Live, the misprint labeled the 8-pack cracker pack as cheese crackers instead of peanut butter. This was a dangerous accident as it could negatively affect those with a peanut allergy.
If you're in the mood to go see some amazing waterfalls, but you're worried about traffic, don't. A new waterfall trolley has been set up along the Columbia River Gorge. According to Coin, you can leave your car in Corbett, and then they take you past the road closure on the Columbia River Highway and along 10 stops to see some amazing waterfalls. You could get off and go on a hike, or you could stay on the trolley and see some incredible sights.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I am Razor.
And I'm Jude. We're back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Picking out a career requires some decisions. First, choose a goal. Select a field that interests you, such as teaching, technology, or biology. Explore your options. Take an interest or aptitude test to find out what specific careers are related to your interest. Identify alternatives. Narrow your list to a reasonable number, say 2 to 4 interesting occupations. Weigh alternatives. Decide on one option that best fits your goals and will have the most positive effect on your life. Create an action plan. How are you going to achieve this goal? What education do you need? And how are you going to get it? And take action. Actively bring the action plan to reality. Set a timeline and make sure you follow it. Follow these steps and you'll increase your potential for a successful career. Your career, your choice. A service of WorkSource Oregon Employment Department. For more information, visit our website at workinginoregon.org.
Hi, I'm Al Roker. Let me tell you what's happening in your neck of the woods. Right now, 1 in 6 Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are our neighbors, friends, our co-workers, but we can do something about it. Visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find the local food bank in your community. I'm Al Roker, and together, we're Feeding America.
An message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is partially sunny with a high of 74 degrees. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 61. Tomorrow, those clouds will start to clear and we will have a high of 79 degrees. Currently, it is clear and 72 degrees in the Rose City. You're listening to KBPS Portland. I'm Elizabeth Rose, and next up, we have Lord Greenlight.